Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen who are out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in West Marks.
That would be a little weird.
You know, I guess that's is that a twin city of Marks there?
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah, they're right next door to
probably to the west.
Probably.
No, in Mississippi, though, it might be to the east. Like,
it could be. A
complete contradiction.
No, in Mississippi, it's nowhere near Marks.
It's not in Marks, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
south. No, it is, unfortunately.
It's like South Mississippi.
It is. It's west of Marks. So.
I know.
Twin cities of Marks and West Marks.
That's correct. And
Carrollton and North Carrollton.
That's right. And then we have Hebron and New Hebron.
Yeah, all sorts of them. So wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
The best thing is the multiple Bogachitas.
Yes.
That we have in the state.
Well, we have a lot of different stuff going. We have some state cities that have, like, our communities that have, like, the same name in, like, six different counties.
Yes. I love that about Mississippi. Just repeat.
Yeah.
If it works,
stick with it.
We like this name. It's like my daughter's name's Lady. Mm-hmm. I have two cousins whose name was also Lady.
Well, your dad's a Rob, and you're a Rob.
So. Yeah, but that's a little different.
A little different, yeah.
Especially with girls. Like, yeah, the same.
You very rarely, yeah. No, you're right, you're right. Where are we? The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I'm looking at Facebook right this second, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was just fate. The first thing that pops up is a Mississippi Beef Council post looking to enjoy a classic, comforting beef dish. Look no further than this country fried steak. This is a big I love country fried steak. I haven't had that in a long time either.
Ooh.
We need a
country fried steak.
But they got
gravy.
The recipe right there with the white gravy. Looks like some green beans and mashed potatoes. Man, that'd be some good eating.
Sure.
You can do it too. Mississippi Beef Council, msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Black Friday is coming up, and as usual, I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing their around-the-clock special, beat-the-clock special. I'll let you know the full details when I get them. But basically, the earlier you get to College Corner, the earlier you save at College Corner on all in-store sales. So that's in their two locations in the Jackson area. They're originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Everything maroon and white will be on discount that day. Black Friday coming up. Before you get to the Egg Bowl, you can go to College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that has a relationship with you, not just with your money. You need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Rumblings Day here on the podcast, and we are excited to get to those. Rumblings, as always, are brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition, but they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, if you're in the Golden Triangle, or if you're in the Tupelo area, you can call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right into these questions. We've got so many of them.
Hey, let's go ahead and make an executive decision. Anything on Jeff Lebby being fired or his job?
What we're going to do is this.
Lump in coaching stuff for Mississippi State and coaching stuff with Lane Kiffin.
I think that we got to look at it like this, and this needs to be the policy we have going forward, that we're not asking the same question twice.
Yes.
So, you know, if you vary it, it's a variations on the same theme.
If it's very similar.
So the first person that gets a Kiffin question in, or the first person that gets a Lebby question in, you got it. So.
Eric I'm Thomas. Not discouraging asking questions about Mississippi
right.
State, but if it's the same thing, we're just not going to.
If you send us a question at 2 o'clock in the afternoon about Jeff Lebby, we've probably answered it already.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Brick Thomas, what do we do to deserve this? Well, Brick, I don't know about you personally. Myself, I'm a terrible human being, so yeah, I guess I maybe I brought this on everybody. I don't know.
Can't argue.
Yeah. If Kiffin leaves and doesn't coach the Egg Bowl and Lebby starts shaping and State's loses the game, is that a fireable offense? No.
No, because it's still a top 10 team.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
they're still good.
We're still talking about a playoff team here.
Yeah.
Like, I know people are going to be upset if Mississippi State loses, mm-hmm. but there's a large difference between the two programs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this Kiffin stuff helps Mississippi State without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question about that. It's
right.
definitely
could it not.
So, yeah, I mean, but I don't think, and I really don't think that State's going to fire Jeff Lebby this year.
I don't either.
I don't think Zach Selman's going to make that decision right now, one way or the other. And, you know, if Zach Selman ends up going to Oklahoma or anywhere else, the new guy's not going to fire Jeff Lebby either right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see anything changing with that.
Okay.
No matter what happens to the Egg Bowl. Like,
right.
If it's 50-0, maybe somebody says, all right.
You get like a 2008 situation.
Yeah, it could be, but yeah. I don't know.
All right. Jeremy Russell asks, on today's podcast, there were 14 things that are true. So I guess he asked this on Monday. What's the most, the least you've ever had? The most I've had, I know I've gotten into the 20s.
Well, the least, like six or...
I've had some like four or five.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like either like especially like I think after the Alcorn game this year, I didn't have very many. Like,
I think we kind of like moved on.
Yeah,
to like
yeah.
The
what are you
next
gonna do at
that
that
point?
No. Ryan Reynolds,
the actor.
I thought of this question before the season started and didn't ask it once our defense looked improved from last year. But upon further evaluation, I feel it's appropriate to ask now. What happened to Hutz first? Hutzler is fired, or basketball gets to 5 wins? Well, basketball can only be at 4 wins. Prior to the start of the Egg Bowl.
Okay.
Correct? Is that right?
Well, they play two games.
This week. Do they play next week before the Egg Bowl?
Oh, they play on the Egg Bowl. They play Friday.
Yeah, that's after.
SMU.
That's after the game. So he could. Oh, they play on Monday, too. So
I'm going to say it would be the basketball team winning 5 games before Hutzler's fired.
So they play. They have two wins now. They play 4 games before and the day of the Egg Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he could possibly be gone by the third if that were to happen? Because then there's another game.
And, you know, sometimes they don't make coaching changes until, like,
after signing.
You know, if they make a bowl game, what do you do there?
Well, if State wins, I don't think anybody's getting fired. And the only way that's what they're making. I
could still see them making changes in defense, even if they do win.
Let's go with the basketball team, but it's closer than you think. Put it that way.
Yep.
James Craig, who would be your best guess as to which Mississippi State fan made the baseball? What?
Made the baseball.
I don't know what he's asking me here. I don't know, James. Sorry.
What?
All right. You're reading it the same as I am, right? And he says best quest. I assume he meant best guess. But as to which Mississippi State fan made the baseball, I don't know what he's saying.
You'll have to do it again next week.
Yeah, James, I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Secondly, who would your realistic hires for defense be? I mean, I haven't even looked into that.
Well, somebody had brought up Brent Pry. That would be a great
hire.
I don't know if
they
could get him or not.
Yeah.
But if he's in the market, there's a chance.
Durkin would be a great hire if you could get him.
I don't think they'll.
I don't think they will, but he'd be a great hire.
Somebody like that, you know, Ron Roberts is going to be
on the
docket.
List. Yeah.
I would definitely take that. So, yeah.
Mm. Jarrett Reister asked us, something I noticed in the game this past weekend is poor mechanics when trying to tackle someone. It seems like everyone wants to shoulder check people instead of wrapping up. Is this due to poor coaching? I think, Jarrett, that's a thing you're seeing across football. Like, people just don't tackle anymore. They try to hit. Nobody wraps up. Nobody's hitting what they see. It's just, I think it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is the talent levels at the good defenses. So I could be wrong on that, but that's just me. Justin Strawn asks, long time no see, Justin. Are schools going to have to start considering NIL investment towards playing time, similar to the way the pro teams have it when they go to big contracts? It's the only reason I could think of why Lebby is so insanely loyal to Shapen. Well, I mean, there is no pay for play in that, though.
Yeah.
NIL contracts can't have pay for play
they
restrictions.
They can't, but the, you know.
They do, but yeah. They also don't. Like, I don't think there's anything in. Somebody asked this on the text line. There's nothing in Shapen's NIL deal that says he has to be the starter.
I think it's just simply Lebby feels loyalty to him.
Mm-hmm.
He stuck his neck out for him. He brought him in. The guy's been very loyal to Mississippi State, too. He's played hard. He's been a tough guy. He came back for another year. I get that side of things, but you can't do football that way. You got to give your team the best chance to win. And if that's how he's doing it, if he's just saying, you know, I got to be loyal to my guy, and it's not based on whether or not he's feels like he's the best guy, that's a problem. Now, he could just think that he's just the best option for Mississippi State. And honestly, I think I would feel better about that. But at the same time, it would be kind of a red flag if you're watching what's happening and you still feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's more kind of a loyalty thing, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I agree.
It's his last year. You know, he's probably not going to play a lot of football after this. I suppose he could probably play in Canadian League or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's, to me, it's probably him looking at it from a standpoint of, this guy came here, he trusted in me in my first year, and he stayed with us through last season. I owe him this. That's what I probably go with there.
I agree. I agree with you. Humphreys County Dog. If you had to pick your DC for, we just kind of did that. You want to stay with
it? Let's just go with. All right. It's a little different because he has a list.
All right, he's got four candidates. Who would we pick? Durkin, Shoup, Muschamp, or Aranda?
Muschamp.
Muschamp's the correct answer, I think. Great
Muschamp's
recruiter.
One of the best defensive coordinators.
And an elite recruiter.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that would be my choice. I mean, I would go with Durkin, too, because he's been in the game recently as far as calling plays.
Yeah, he's doing it right now.
Dave Aranda, are they going to get rid of him?
Probably. They've been disappointing this year.
Yeah, they have. And then Shoup, well, we've kind of done that.
Been there and done that.
Shoup with a lot less resources, I wouldn't be super excited about.
Yeah. Justin Strong again. If hell consisted of being forced to watch a TV show or movie you hated with every fiber of your being, what would you have to watch? Mine would be anything by Taylor Sheridan.
Whoa.
Who's Taylor Sheridan? I don't know who that
Taylor Sheridan is Yellowstone,
oh.
Landman, Mayor of Kingstown. Those are awesome.
Those are good shows, yeah.
Lioness.
Yeah.
This guy's killing it, Justin.
You're wrong on
I disagree with you on this.
All right, so what would yours be then?
Most Mississippi State sporting events.
I mean, mind be a radio show.
Let's be real.
Do I have? I'd have to listen to John Boy and Billy.
Oh, you didn't like The Big Show?
No.
The Big Show isn't on your radio.
It's not on my radio. No.
Yeah, I kind of annoyed with that too because growing up, I listened to 99.9 The Fox, and I don't know if anybody else did this, but at my house, like I had the entire bottom floor where all the rooms were was me.
Okay.
My parents stayed upstairs across the house. So the entire day, my radio stayed on. I went to sleep with the radio on.
Yeah.
It never came off. So my go-to station was 99.9 The Fox, which was rock in North Mississippi.
Yeah.
And in the morning, that was the morning show. So when I woke up every morning, that's what would come on. Mm-hmm. And I was a Rick and Bubba guy.
Yeah.
So I listened to Rick and Bubba every morning. Usually I would have to change that channel because I was not a fan of John Boy and Billy.
Terrible.
But yeah, it was Rick and Bubba for me. I don't know what my actual answer would be, TV show or movie. I don't know, like some of these reality shows are pathetic.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one.
Like if you had me I had to watch like Real Housewives, like the Mormon wives.
Sister Wives.
Like is it some of these reality shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Tanner Bolware, started The Sopranos recently and will be finishing the first season soon. Why do I hate Tony's mom with a passion?
Because that's the point.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're just so much better than me. Oh, God, Tony's mom,
and we all,
evil woman.
And we all know someone like that.
Yes, so you're not
basically
alone, Tanner.
He's got a hit on her son, pretty much.
Oh, he...
She encouraged...
He may not...
Okay, my bad. My bad. All right. What is the parameters on...
Well,
the time
if he says he's just now watching it, we got to be respect
okay,
that.
I'm sorry, Tanner.
Yeah,
but like, also the show's been finished for 20
years.
Yeah,
I understand that, but he says he's watching it. We got to give respect.
I apologize. I don't think I did.
He's probably okay.
I don't think it was a massive spoiler.
No. Also, I ref a flag football league, and I cannot go one game without hearing a 6-7. What type of penalty should I be allowed to call here? You should call unsportsmanlike conduct every time.
On the fan.
Warning.
Yeah. The kids, you don't get a warning either. The kids are immediately ejected.
Exactly. Jeb Millender asks, so since Chapin is only coming out of the egg bowl if he can't stand up unsupported, what play calls would you call for him? Mine are handoff right, handoff left, 10-yard out left with a go ball over the top, 10-yard out right with a go ball over the top. And that's basically all you need.
And that's the thing now is, like, people have figured out how to defend him.
Yeah.
So they're essentially, like, you're not getting time for a play to develop down the field, because that has been the most successful Mississippi State's been offensively in Blake Chapin, is he gets enough time to drop back and let Brennan Thompson get open.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, like, those plays are just not there much anymore.
Right.
They weren't there a whole lot against Georgia. I think Camario might have hit one. Yeah, he hit one to Brennan Thompson.
Yeah.
We didn't hardly see it against Missouri. They did have a big catch and run with Thompson.
Yeah.
But those plays just aren't there anymore because teams are bringing pressure
mm-hmm.
on obvious passing downs mm-hmm. and State can't protect.
Yeah.
That is a big reason why I think they've got to change it up here
mm-hmm.
because there's just so little you can do with Blake Chapin in that regard.
The Allegheny Boys Tennis Program asks, what was your favorite high school cafeteria food? I mean, it's the square pizza.
Square pizza.
It's not even close.
And we had breakfast square pizza.
Oh.
Sausage.
There you go.
Sausage and cheese with tomato sauce.
Nice.
Done.
Also, Missouri's defense gave us a look, so Chapin carried the ball 20 times, not our running backs. We often stacked the box on defense, giving them a look, but Ahmad Hardy ran for 1 million yards. Why? Well, part of it is talent.
Yeah.
Missouri's more talented defensively.
And also, like, the look wasn't, like, it was there, I guess, for some of the game, but it was not extreme. Yeah. Like, State was not selling out to stop the run.
Right. The other side of this is, so Chapin carries the ball 20 times. That doesn't do you any good.
No.
He's not going to get you 150 yards doing that.
Which I think was kind of Missouri's point.
Yeah, they were like, let him run. He can't hurt us.
If he wants to run,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt us. And he ran 15 times.
Yeah.
Because he got sacked 3 times. He had 17. He had a designed run 14 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
For a guy that has been...
He's beat up.
Cussed, he's been... I mean, and they were teeing off on him, too.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has been absolutely battered. You're going to force him into taking more big hits?
Mm-hmm.
That just made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. Brogan Fairchild, which basketball team has the best chance to win an NCAA tournament game or multiple games? Probably Duke.
Yeah, not Mississippi State. UConn.
What are you asking? Is he asking it between the men or the women?
Yeah.
Probably the men, but
I mean, I think it's probably the men.
They're off to a good start.
I think the women will be better than people expect.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot more parity in the men's side of things.
Mm-hmm.
The women, like, I can look at the bottom of the SEC, and I could see Mississippi State winning those games. So they could win, five or six, maybe seven SEC games, which is kind of where Sam's been, seven or eight SEC wins.
Right.
And could be in position. Thursday's a big game for them. They're playing at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Who's been really impressive early. You know, you win that game, that changes the outlook for this team, I think. So it's a little early. And also, I don't think the men are done growing as a team. I think there's some things that they have to do to come together. But, yeah, I don't really know where I stand on that just yet.
All right. Which basketball newcomers have you been most impressed with so far? We talked about this a little bit. This is the two freshmen for the men.
Jamari and Davis
Fleming and King Grace have been the most impressive.
And Davis Fleming might be the most impressive at that point.
And
you might have to have him.
Yeah.
like big time.
He might be a guy by the end of the season who's a starter.
He's looked better than Quincy Ballard. Yeah.
And on the women's side, I mean, I think we knew Madison Francis was going to be a big time player, but she's been really good starting off the season.
Madison Francis and Jayla Lampley look like difference makers. And I talked to Sam today for an interview, kind of just talking about his signing class and his goal this year. It's the goal every year, but he really wants to retain these young players.
Yeah.
And that's been difficult for them.
Yeah.
And it's going to take money. That's bottom line. I mean, it's going to take some money because they will be contacted by people, just like this last group was.
A whole lot of spending money?
Yeah.
It's going to take patience and money.
Some spending money. Yeah.
To do it right, child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess so. So that's kind of the key is that you got to keep these players because they're different, man. Like they have a different mindset. You can see when they come on the court, they're confident, they're athletic, they're long. Madison Francis can play multiple positions. Now, I had a coach last year was talking to me from somewhere else, and he had told me, he's like, man, I just don't know about Madison Francis. Like, I don't see it with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's proving him wrong, I think,
yeah.
right now. I think that she looks like a difference maker.
Yeah, she looks like a good player.
So,
all right. One more from Justin Strawn here. I mean, all these questions.
He's been waiting to get.
Yeah, waiting to jump back in.
He used to be like the first guy that got questioned.
Yeah,
in, remember?
He was. Yeah, we visited my son at state about
very reasonable time right here, 5:15 p.m.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it used to be he was like 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
that's a good point. We visited my son at state about 6 weeks ago. We went to his dorm room. It wasn't exactly as neat as when we left it in August. It honestly wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but my wife was really struggling with the state of his room, mainly the dirty clothes that were strewn all over the floor. She noticed the clothes were mixed together and not separated into types of laundry. When she asked him why he doesn't separate his clothes now, he doesn't have to when he washed them, he said, it doesn't really matter. My wife almost fell out in his dorm room. Has either of your children ever done something that just crushed the world your wife lives in? Also, he listens to the show, so remind Jackson to separate his... Hey, Jackson, separate your laundry.
You know, I used to be a laundry freak.
Yeah.
Like, I used to separate the whites.
Yeah.
And because my mom.
Yeah.
I just throw them in now. I do laundry at our house, so I just throw them in and do cold water.
What I do is my first load is always my colors,
mm-hmm.
and then my second load is my whites. But whatever, if there's some other colors, some color stuff left, I throw it in.
You didn't want to say the word colored.
You got to be careful with that. Yeah. That being said, the answer for
this
me
was
is
1963.
Yeah. When my oldest daughter told my wife she didn't want to be in the band anymore, that killed her. She was not happy about that.
This is strictly for the wives.
Yeah. Well, something your daughter's too young.
Yeah, she's just 7 at this point. But I will say, like, when you leave your parents' house and you get your own dorm room or your own apartment, it is literally like you have been broken from chains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. And when your parents come in and they see what they see,
yeah.
It's
tough.
It's tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can raise your kids however you want to and feel like you're doing the right thing. But when they go to college and they leave the house, it is you're on your own and you make your own decisions at that point.
Right.
Dean and especially at a boy's apartment or dorm, it's a disaster.
It's tough, yeah. Dean Butler, listening to sports talk in the car this afternoon, and my 14-year-old daughter, Kaylin, asked, is that Brian Haydad? I said it was, and she replied, I'm tired of hearing his voice. What's the best/worst backhanded compliment you've ever gotten? She says she has to hear Brian every time she gets in the car. First off, Kaylin, what the hell? I'm a nice guy. I'm just trying to make a living
really?
Out here.
Are you?
Okay. I try to be. I'm just trying to make a living out here. The best backhanded compliment I've ever gotten. Somebody once told me that they were a really good friend of yours. Yeah.
Of me?
No, that's probably your answer, though.
That
really good friend.
That is a backhanded compliment to me. Yeah.
I'd have to. That's one of those where I have to. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I get it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one. I don't know. But to his point about the like, I'm tired of hearing you talk. I can't tell you how many children have been around their parents when their parents like introduce them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like sigh.
Yeah.
Like they're like,
yeah.
Like I was ruining their lives.
I was in the restroom.
Like we're just talking Mississippi State sports. Like
I was in the restroom at the hump Saturday.
Uh-huh.
As I'm walking out, this dad looks at his son and goes, hey, son, who's coffee for? And the kid goes, closers? And I was just like,
Oh, what a great dad.
that was a great moment. I enjoyed that one.
That'll bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, like wives and kids
Yeah.
have told me.
We had that one review that was like on the podcast,
Oh,
like gave
excuse
us
me.
5 stars, but she was like, I would rather eat broken glass and listen to these guys talk again.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. Well, I
Thanks a
mean,
lot, lady.
she did exactly, hey, we can't complain. She did exactly what we said. She gave us 5 stars.
She vented.
Yeah, she got it
My
out. It's
gosh.
fine.
I think you had ended up coming out and was like, I feel sorry for this
I
woman's
did. I do
husband.
feel, I feel bad for him. Brady Polk, I really want Lebby to work at Mississippi State, and I support him being here. However, just as a hypothetical, if Mullen said he wanted to come back, would you consider giving him the job if Lebby doesn't work out? Yes. Yeah.
I said this.
100% yes.
I said this after what game was it? Texas? I would call Dan Mullen and say,
Just see what.
what's it going to take?
Yeah.
And if he is interested, I would move and shake behind the scenes. I don't think Zach Summon would do that, but
Yeah.
I'm just talking about myself.
Right.
If he was interested, I would absolutely take. I would bring Dan Mullen back at this point.
Agreed.
I mean, there's massive questions about Jeff Lebby and is he going to be able? Like, this is a very pivotal time. Is he going to be able to secure the fan base? That's a giant question right now going into the offseason. And Saturday could answer, not Saturday, next Friday could answer a lot of questions in that regard, because I believe that if State wins that game, the mood in this fan base changes
Changes a lot, yeah.
dramatically. And if you're one of those people like, no, it won't, I'm stuck, you can't tell me that on Friday afternoon at like 2:30, if Jeff Lebby's walking off the field with the
Golden
Egg
egg in
Bowl
hand,
trophy,
yeah.
that you're not going to be like, that's the guy.
Yeah, like we're gonna be all right.
Even if it's just for that moment,
Yeah,
you will be in that mode.
I agreed. Wade Jones, Saturday, the Indiana-Wisconsin game and the South Carolina A&M game started at the same time. The Indiana game ended when the A&M game started the fourth. Big Ten Network pays its members more than the SEC. Don't tell me you have to give more commercial time to your advertisers. I guess my question is why? It is all about money. And you're correct. And like that's a great example. Two games start at the exact same time, and the other one takes about 30 more minutes. That is all commercial breaks.
Yeah.
That's all that is. And that's just ridiculous. Like, charge more per ad. They'll pay it.
It's a terrible viewing
It really
experience.
is. I mean, we haven't had as many this year, but there have been plenty of the extra point, timeout, kickoff, timeout,
Yes.
thing. I can't deal with that.
I hate it.
Also, question two, should a school have to provide the SEC network and at least the town the school is located? The hotel in Columbia didn't have it. I mean, first off, Missouri just sucks. Let's just
Yeah.
be honest. But
And we were told that Missouri was added to this conference
for
for their
TV,
market.
yeah. But like the hotel not having the SEC network is a joke.
Yeah.
So,
Didn't they have the SEC tournament or something in St. Louis?
yeah.
Like, I remember
Like,
that happened.
why?
Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Do a couple more here and then we'll get going here. Through the break. Shelby Beach, should State fans ever believe in a transfer quarterback again? Is it a curse? Tommy Stevens couldn't help Morehead's offense off the ground, but he just won the Grey Cup. So I don't know if this is a sign. Tommy Stevens won the Grey Cup, and one of the big plays in that game was Shea Patterson fumbling.
Was
Is
it?
that a sign? I don't know. KJ
Sign.
Costello had the shoulder injury after having the best game in SEC history, then never completed another meaningful pass. Chapin has been the best transfer quarterback for State, but he's been mid at best. I think you were giving Chapin too much credit for the win at Arkansas because you aren't even in position to win without Taylor. State, I mean, you have to keep getting them, but transfer quarterbacks have not worked out at Mississippi State. Just call it what it is.
They haven't, and I mean, some of it is the guys that they've got, and some of it's bad luck. I thought KJ Costello was a big pickup at the time.
Well, he would have been,
And
but he got hurt and it just Leach was not able to adapt his offense to what teams were doing.
yeah.
So, we'll do one more here from our friend Steve Mormon. Brian, is it a record in week 11 now that you finally said Mississippi State was putrid? That might be the latest I've ever gone in the season without dropping that.
And it was just kind of like the defense, was it not?
Yeah. Also, we've got 2 weeks, but would fans feel better about KT starting the Egg Bowl and losing than Chapin starting and winning? I want to win, but honestly, I'm done with Chapin. He's been a warrior, but it's time to move on. It is. I agree with it's time to move on. But if Chapin started and you won, he would be forever remembered for that.
Yes.
So
Yeah, and people would be happy.
people
It's
be
not like
happy.
people would come out of that and be like,
Yeah.
yeah, but.
Yeah. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. We were just down in the Cotton District, and Two Brothers was packed. People have found out it's Taco Tuesday, and today is Wing Wednesday. So get down to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and enjoy some fantastic food this weekend. If you're going to be in town next week for the Black Friday for the Egg Bowl, you want to go find a great place to go eat. It's really easy. You just got to go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50, brother.
You need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same number, same people, same relationship. It's all right there for you. You don't have to wait around. You just talk to the good folks at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you need MSU gear. The only place you need to know is Maroon & Co. Or use their website, maroonandco.com. Everything maroon and white, the biggest and best selection in the city of Starkville right there. Holidays coming up, guys. Black Friday coming up. You got to get some stuff to put under the tree for the Bulldogs in your life. Maroon & Co. is the place to do it. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you got to get some MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. If you are going to be in Saltillo today, I hope you'll come by Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. Say hello to me. Oh, we were talking about this, me and Porky were. It's like, it'll be pretty funny if, like, let's just say something happens with this Kiffin thing, right? And he announces he's going to LSU. All right? So 306 to 353, we are hammering. Like, this is what's happening. Here's the Ole Miss hot list. And what does this mean for the Egg Bowl? We are really into it. And then 353, so great financing, huh? It's going to be quite a turn of events there. But they do have great financing.
I'm all for it.
At Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Guys, come out and check out. They're getting ready for the holidays. Everything's going to be on special this weekend. Find out all about it. Come see us at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo today. They have what you want for less. If you're a Mississippi landowner, are you looking to get the most out of your land and timber? Of course you are. Everybody is. Land is an investment, and you need somebody to help you maintain and improve that investment. That's when you need a company like Good Hope Land and Timber. Full service land and timber company, years of experience in forestry and land management. Well, no matter what you're doing, no matter how many acres you own, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help and help you get going and make your land as profitable and as sustainable as it can possibly be. Locally trusted, landowner approved. We hope you'll talk to our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber.
Shane Beamer says that South Carolina will be in the college football hunt in 2026.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, technically everybody's hunting. You know, they're all out there. They'll be in the hunt. They'll be the ones that are being hunted, though.
I
technically, the deer is in the hunt.
Like, okay. Yeah. I know. It's weird.
Yeah. Hunter Manis, I know people want you guys to go scorched earth in pressers. Well, they sure do. On that note, what's the toughest question you've ever asked a coach, and what was the response? Robbie's might be asking Lamonis about consecutive SEC losses. That might be your answer.
Yeah, he was not happy about
that.
He
was not.
I said this yesterday. A question can be tough without being disrespectful.
Right.
And I feel like people just want it to be an angry way that you ask it.
Yes.
And that... That's what they perceive as tough.
Like you could ask,
can say like, "What are you seeing right here when you make these calls?"
All
right,
so that
I don't understand.
Right, so you say it like that, and then you could say it like, "What are you seeing when you make these calls?" I don't understand what you're looking at.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. They want us to have that tone. What is the toughest question I've ever asked a coach? I didn't think the question I asked Mullen that time was that tough, but he sure took 10 seconds to answer it.
Well, he was just like silent.
That was really scary. Yeah. I was like, I'm about to get blasted. It's about to be a viral moment.
Yeah.
I didn't ask a question of Moorhead one time, but he pointed out to me, like he'd obviously been listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And because he finished up, he's like, "We all right, Brian? We all right?" My cousin Steven has a clip of that. I'm sure he'll tweet it of Moorhead like looking right at me. So
yeah, he was not happy about that.
He'll get over it. Gib Ellis, Gib and Opelika, Gib War Eagle Gib.
WDE.
He's hurting right now. His guy Hugh is out. Let's see what happened. Stomach bug appeared to hit our house late Saturday night through Sunday. Was it an actual illness or just the disgust of watching that performance versus Missouri? I think y'all are just still sad about Hugh being gone.
This is an Auburn thing now, Gib.
Yeah.
You can't be on this side of the fence anymore.
Is there a more
Either you're in or out.
is there a more underwhelming former Bulldog to run in down the road than Blake Chapin? Like, if you said, "Hey, there's Blake Chapin," I'd probably just hit you with the, "Oh, okay." Yeah, there's a lot more. Like, if I said, "Hey, there's Jamal Edmondson."
Yeah, there is a
There's
lot.
Ty Evans. There's Kyle Hahn.
Kyle Hahn, what a
yeah.
pull.
Yeah, like I could easily do it. Yeah.
Kyle
Hey, there's
Hahn.
Trey Rutland.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, that's what we're talking about though, right? Hey, there's Kamar Jackson.
Who are people trying to compare Trey Rutland to? Like
Like,
Michael Vick?
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, if I was like, "Hey, there's TJ Mawinney." Like
Oh, boy.
exactly. There's plenty more.
That was a fun name to say when you
Yeah.
were in fourth grade or whatever it
Yeah,
was when he
yeah,
was here. When we came up to school, it was like, his name's Moini.
Well, speaking of that, Duncan McCockiner asks,
Oh, Lord. Yeah. You're taking questions from burner accounts?
"Hey, he was respectful.
As long as you're
He has never said anything that would make me want
Duncan
to.
McCockin.
But what are the odds you would throw the Mawinney thing in there and I'd have this set up? Long-time listener, first-time rumbler, welcome, Duncan. Would you rather take a 104 mile an hour pitch from prime Aroldis Chapman between the numbers,
Ooh.
or a right hook to the jaw from a current MMA fighter? I'd never rather get hit in the back. That'll sting, but it won't kill you. A hook to the jaw might do some permanent
In
damage.
the back, I could take.
Yeah. Between the numbers, no problem.
Yeah.
All right.
What about in the stomach?
No, that's probably gonna hurt. That's
Yeah,
gonna do
that.
some damage.
Most people, I feel like, have the ability to, like, turn when they see the ball coming inside. So I don't know how many people would get actually hit in the stomach. You'd have to be really bad with your reflexes at that point.
This guy, Matt's question here, we kind of answered, right? It's about why doesn't, because it's kind of the same as why doesn't anything good ever happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're moving. Sorry, Matt. Kivas Wright, not a question, but a request. Can you do the well in the Big Show voice on the Titantron? I would say do it if we win, but I don't know if it's going to happen. You want to do it or me?
Well, it's the big
That's
show.
good. So that's the more new one. Then you have the, well, no, I'm sorry. It's like,
It's the
it's the Big Show.
which is the which is
That's
I
the old one.
preferred.
Yeah, that's the old school.
It's like I preferred the original
Yeah.
Chris Jericho entrance.
Oh yeah, for sure. The first one is much better. Yeah.
I'm ready to see what they, because I know he's coming back to
Come back
WWE.
some Survivor Series.
So I'm ready to see what
One last run.
his, well, I'm talking about, he always has a grand entrance. So what does that look like? We haven't seen
He's in good
any
shape too. I saw a
packages.
picture of
Like,
him.
we have not seen very many,
Yeah.
like, of those teasers,
Yeah,
those
yeah.
vignettes or
Yeah.
whatever. So,
They're keeping it under wraps, I guess. All right, James
not very
Craig is back.
well.
Should Kiffin lead and Joe Judge be the interim co coach for the Egg Bowl? Should State consider that a future possible interview for future head coach Joe Judge? No, Joe Judge should not be the head coach of any college football team. Not right now.
I think Ole Miss should hire him.
Well, yeah, other than that, yeah.
I think that would be a
There you
great
go.
hire, and you really should probably do it now
Yeah, I would do it right this
to get
second.
ahead, because you know he's going to have interest from everybody else.
Brand
Go
new college
ahead.
coach, yeah.
Go ahead and fire Kiffin, because that's what a lot of their fans are saying. They should just fire
You
him.
gotta do what your fans say. They're your
If you're,
stakeholders.
and it's kind of the deal where y'all have the rule. Well, I guess you're not really a part of it anymore, but on Six Pack, they have the rule, like, if you're announcing that you're leaving, you're automatically out. So we have a certain percentage of the fans want Lane Kiffin to go ahead and be fired. That should be taken into consideration. If the fan base wants that, I think you should do that. Promote Joe Judge and go from there. I think that is the course of action for Ole Miss.
Very good. Willie Dizzle asks, bigger loss, Sister Schubert's sausage wrap rolls or the original Surge? It's got to be the Sister
They're gone?
Schubert's. Yeah, I guess.
I didn't know
Got to
that.
be that, though. That's
Yeah,
that.
those are great.
Yeah.
You could still make pigs in a blanket, which is a very similar thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Surge was not good. I never really liked
I never
Surge.
drank Surge. No. I'm going to make a command decision here, but we got Virginia Dog 22 with a couple questions. But he sent in a lengthy tweet to you and I the day about how he was giving up on this team. He wasn't going to the Egg Bowl. No question. He's out.
He also
He
in the thing
tagged State, Selman, Lebby, me, and you.
he also in the tweet. The it
He quoted
closed with a
Dido.
Dido.
You're out.
Like it was the Dido song.
You're out. If you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
mean,
He's
I'm
out.
not on board with it, but Brian answers the question, or he reads the question, so it's okay.
I say if you want to be
I'm
out,
not against you,
if you
Virginia.
want to be out, you want to be out, you're out.
I'm not against you.
My mind is going to be right, one way or the other.
Okay, but I'm not against you, Virginia Dog. Just remember that. It
Mark
is Brian.
Wilson asks, is training your children to be state fans considered good or bad parenting? Are your kids state fans? Your kids are a little young, obviously. Is
Well, my
Natty?
daughter has Natty has started paying attention to the results of the game.
Okay.
Like the other day, she said, "Oh, I thought Mississippi State won yesterday because she was asking me about the game the next day, and I told her no, sweetie, that they didn't."
Right.
And I don't know what she had seen that made her realize that, but she is starting to want to watch games with me some and
Okay,
things
that's
like
good.
that. I think it's a plus because it
It gives
builds
you something.
character.
Yeah, well, it gives them a bonding point with their parent.
Yeah, but
So,
just simply being the Mississippi State thing of it,
yeah.
I think it's good to have teams that like you're not going to have things given to you, which just about every university, you're going to have teams that aren't good.
Well, yeah, but then you have like Alabama fans don't really care about basketball and baseball. They
They
don't.
don't,
Yeah.
unless they're good.
Yeah, unless they're good.
Like they jumped on the baseball bandwagon for a little bit. They lost a couple games. They're like,
Yeah.
eh, never mind.
Basketball they're in right now because they're good. My kids,
Bama fans are the worst.
my oldest is not a state fan. She doesn't care about any sports. My youngest will go to games and she enjoys it, but she's not as diehard as anybody. Davis Holiday, I work every other weekend and I'm big on getting resale tickets on StubHub. I acquire $25 club level seats to the basketball game for my 3-year-old, 2-year-old, and my wife, who's 8 months pregnant. First off, Davis, slow down. All right, calm down a little bit, buddy. The kids absolutely destroyed the club level snacks. For a parent bringing children who have no interest in the game, what is and has been your dad's strategy for games? So, going back to that, the first time I took Emily to a baseball game, she lasted about 5 innings, and I think we got a box of popcorn, two Cokes, and a candy bar. I mean, like, food is the answer to keep them that. And the club level is great because they,
Very similar to when they're getting on a plane.
yeah, you got to be ready. But the club level provides you all that, and you can get through it. Yeah,
And they can run around.
whereas like if you just got like regular seats, not only are you spending money on the tickets, you're going to spend a ton on concessions. So yeah. What's your strategy here of trying to find cheap club level tickets is a great idea for parents.
Also, Davis, his wife clearly planned they were going to have the
Three, two.
stair-step kids.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, and that I've heard different sides of this. I've heard that it's a good strategy. You keep like you're just continuing the diaper stage and all that stuff. It's just going to last a little bit longer and get it out of the way or whatever. I've heard that. I've also heard it's an absolute nightmare. So I don't really know what to
It's probably one of
believe.
those things where, like, once you get them all past like five, you're
Yeah, it's
probably
good after
okay.
that.
But those first 5 years are tough.
I personally I thought I like the stage of life I'm in where I have a 7-year-old and I have a 7-month-old. And the 7-year-old, I don't have to do hardly anything for her.
Right.
She's also a very independent child, and she doesn't even want me to tie her shoes. Like
Okay,
she's
that's
figured out how to
good.
tie her shoes. She if it'll get to a point where she's like, I can't do this, can you help me? But for the most part, she wants to be in control.
Yeah.
And she helps with the baby, all that. I don't know if I could do this.
Yeah.
Three,
That would
three,
very
two, and
tough.
eight, and about to be another one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do it.
Hunter Boland asked,
Prayers for you, Davis, and your wife.
My wife and I are going to New York for our 5th wedding anniversary after Thanksgiving. Outside of the original Sbarro, do you have any food recommendations? That's the best pizza in New York
It
City.
is an excellent
So
pizza
that was
place.
one of those things that like I was disappointed by, and I've told my wife this, like, our New York trip, we did not really hit any good restaurants. I was really disappointed in some of the places we went. So,
Did you just get a recommendation of those places and
no.
what didn't turn out to be any good, or you just
The couple of, like, the we didn't go to Italian, which really made me sad. Like, we're in New York City. How do we not hit an Italian restaurant? Like, we were supposed to do that the last night we were there. And, like, she has a niece who lives in New York City, Brooklyn. And they're like, no, we want to go to this place. It was like Southern food, buddy.
I don't want
What
to
an
go to
awful
I
idea.
do not want to go to New York and
Like,
eat Southern
we
food.
ate fried chicken, and I was just like, we would have been better off going to Popeyes.
Yeah,
Like,
I don't want
this
to.
is not good.
When I
So that
go
was it.
places, I want to eat what their
I wanted to go find
food is.
the little place you just duck in and get a slice of pizza and get a maybe like some Chinese dumplings and get a little sweet treat. And we didn't do any of that. And so that, to answer your question, long story short, I don't really have any good recommendations.
We're going to New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah.
And
I looked at the place.
I am not going to go eat like fried chicken in New Orleans.
Well, you could. I mean, one of the best places.
But
no, one of the best places in America is in New Orleans.
What?
Willie Mae's Scotch House.
Oh, well, I don't really want that.
No.
I want to eat Cajun food.
We're going to go. I looked at the brunch place that Sokolov was talking about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did good. That's a good place. That's a good place.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Pat in Paris. Ever since watching The Ladies' Man 25 years ago, I can't help but pronounce fifth sandwich when I order a fish sandwich. Is there anything you've ever heard blatantly mispronounced that you now use in your everyday
The lady.
vocabulary? There is. You know what I say a
The
lot?
fifth sandwich.
You know what I say? Again.
Again, and also, your Dusty Roads
Oh,
impression.
yes.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can't say that because
Yeah, because your
I'm a
mom.
newly elected deacon,
Yeah.
ordained,
That's right.
and also because my mom
But I
listens.
can say it.
I'm trying to make sure that, and also when I'm not on camera, I'm trying to also step away from saying those
Mama
things.
Falk, he's just trying to keep his ass out of trouble, is what he's trying to do right now. He's all right there, Daddy.
That was not me,
No,
Mom.
that was American Dream.
Did I say on here what my mom thought?
Yes.
What you said? Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
About
she
Blake
thought
Chapin.
was saying that Blake Chapin needed to go kill himself.
Oh
That
goodness!
was funny.
What a good-hearted woman.
The opening scene of The Office where it's CPR day makes me laugh uncontrollably every single time I watch it. What's something that makes you laugh every time you see it? That's one of them. Like when Dwight's like, "Where's the heart? The precious heart." I laugh really hard. That's really funny. He's wearing the mask. That's good stuff. There's a
The scene from Scary Movie 2, Scary Movie 2, where it was the guy with the strong hand and the guy in the wheelchair, and like they're like he's like cooking the mashed potatoes and he starts like mixing up the mashed potatoes with his hands. That always gets me.
There's a couple things from Sports Talk Mississippi. I can go back. If I watch the Seasoning with Seasonings clip again, that makes me laugh. And the one I was talking about the other day, the funniest clip in the history of the show is David Hellman from the Cowboys calling Richard a state fan because he
Oh,
didn't know. Have you heard that clip?
no, I have not.
So, long story short, like
Oh, I bet that hurt to the core.
I had Hellman on the show before when I was hosting it by myself, right? Because he covered the Cowboys at the time. And then we wanted to talk about the Cowboys. Richard's like, why don't you reach out to that guy again? He's like, sure. So Richard does most of the interview. And when we finish up, he's like, thanks, David. Appreciate your time. And so David had been only, I guess didn't realize. And he's like, oh, no problem. Always got time for Mississippi State people. I love you guys.
Oh.
I laughed from the second he said that through the full commercial break.
What did Richard do?
Richard was just like, thanks. I appreciate that.
Oh, I bet he was so
I've
mad.
got it. I've got the screen clip. I'll let you
I bet
watch it
he was
later.
so mad,
So that's a
man.
good one there. All right. Zach Zellman asks, who is on y'all's all-time MSU offensive Mount Rushmore? Dak, Fitzgerald,
Eric Molds.
Eric Mauldin, Anthony Dixon. I'm good.
Okay. I think there's been
Darren
better run
Thompson is
I think there's
pushing
been
the,
better running backs than Anthony
but he's
Dixon,
got the
but
numbers.
he well, it's not just that. He was kind of like the face.
Yeah.
He's a Mississippi kid,
I want a
hard
Mount. I want a
nosed.
Mount Rushmore with Boobie Dixon's face
Oh
on it.
yeah, no,
So, yeah.
that's a given.
Yeah. Ford Polk, rank these perfect movie castings. Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator, Alan Rickman as Severus Snape, Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow, Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley, Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones.
It's a good list.
Schwarzenegger as the Terminator is probably
Pretty
one.
strong.
Perfect.
Pretty strong.
Yeah. And then I don't know that Rickman as Severus Snape isn't two. He's really good.
Yes. I could see somebody else being Indiana
Yeah.
Jones. I could
But
see
I think.
somebody else being Ellen Ripley.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people could do what Johnny Depp did with Jack Sparrow. That was a perfect selection.
Yes, that's a good choice. Yeah.
That might be the one of the best ones there.
Yeah.
Every time I see Johnny Depp now, like that's one of the
But
guys
like,
that I've.
I'm trying to think how old Harrison Ford was and how, like, but if Kevin Costner had been Indiana Jones, I don't know how old Costner was when the first one
there's
came
a
out,
lot of
but
people that, you know, other,
how old is?
like, I've heard, like, other people being up for
Yeah,
certain
yeah.
roles, and, like, that was the first person they selected, and then they turned it down or whatever, that I could see being a really good.
Like, so Costner is 70. So in what
It's probably
when did Raiders come out?
Ford's probably 80.
Yeah, so but so when Raiders comes out, he's what, like 28, 29?
When did that come out? 88?
What? No, Raiders came out in like the early
Early
80s.
80s?
Yeah, Raiders 81. So he's
Okay.
26, 27. He could have been Indiana Jones.
Could
Could
be.
have been. That's just an example though. I was listening to T-Bob the other day, and he equated having 80 to 100 yards of penalties as the same as a turnover. I never thought about that before. So what's your opinion on it? That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense. So they said something today on one of their shows. I had never thought about this before in my life, but I want to get your thoughts on it real quick. They said you have to, for the NFL, right? Or you can do it for any, I guess, for any sport. You do like a percentage, but like in the NFL, you have to have at least 4 wins to have a first round pick. That
You
way
can't tank.
you cannot tank. You have to be trying. And then if you're just not good, but I thought
Well,
that was interesting. Like imagine
what if you
basketball.
don't? What if there is nobody? What I mean,
Well, I mean, at some point, somebody's got to have 4 at some point. So that person, the worst team with 4 wins, gets the first
like,
pick.
what if you just can't win? What if you're just bad? What if you're just
Well,
that
then you
bad?
got to spend the money.
Like,
Well,
you
see,
got to spend the money, but.
what he said was like, because you can't have relegation. They're never going to go for that. Right? So
What do you mean you got to spend the money?
you
Like,
got to go get free agents. You got to do something. You got to make your team better.
yeah, but what if you just have a bad coaching staff and you're just bad and like it's
Then hire new
mismanaged?
coaches. Then
Yeah,
you
well, that I mean that's not that's
then you're just going to forever
doesn't
suck.
apply. Well, that doesn't apply. Like that's I mean you will forever suck,
That
but what, they just don't have a first round pick? Like
yeah. They get a second round pick. But you don't get a
that's
first round pick.
okay. So how are they supposed to get out of that?
What do you mean?
You're
You do
gonna
what you got to
constantly
do.
be digging
You got to
yourself out of it.
get good people in place.
It doesn't make any sense. That I'm sorry. That doesn't make any
I
sense.
don't mind the idea.
You can't just say like, of you have to have
Because it's
4 wins.
these teams that are every year, the Browns, every year they're picking in the top
Yeah,
five.
but it. I mean, okay, they got to get better. Well, that's duh.
Yeah.
If they could do that, then they would.
But
They're just they're dumb.
there are some.
They're making bad
There are
decisions.
some franchises in sports that make bad decisions because they don't care.
There is, but I don't think that's the Browns. I think they're just cursed.
Yeah, you could be right. Cowabunga Capital. Okay. Is it really worth it for a school like State to recruit high school players? Why risk any NIL on volatile high school players when we can allocate that money towards more tenured portal players? Because I think at the end of the day, Robbie, you can't, like, I understand what's going on with Ole Miss right now. But like the best teams in the country are still high school focused.
Yeah, well, it's a good balance
You gotta have
at the
balance.
least.
Yeah.
You look at Georgia and Alabama, they're going to be heavy into high school,
Yeah.
and then they fill those spots with a transfer portal. But that's kind of, I mean, they're in that position because they've been so good. They don't have to rely on the transfer portal. Really good players want to come there and they want to stay there. Not as much as they used to. Like, there's a lot of guys that are leaving, but they can afford to do that because they can retain talent and develop it. These other schools are having to spend money and convince talented players to come in. But yeah, I think that definitely it that's a that's I think the ones that are retaining their talent, that are building their classes in the high school sector, those are the ones that are probably the most successful.
Okay.
Consistency.
Yeah. AJ Carter, I saw this question on another podcast, thought it was very interesting. But being said, what denomination would you call each SEC school? All right, stay with me.
Texas A&M is Church of Christ.
I was gonna say Texas A&M is Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah,
Like a
could be.
real cult.
Is that a denomination or a religion?
I don't know.
I
I
would
think
say
it's,
like
I mean,
denomination would be inside
they
Christianity.
okay. Well, then Church of Christ is
Church of
fine.
Christ is
Okay. Is
no
that,
offense to the Church of
are
Christ
those the
people.
snake handlers?
Maybe
The snake
the
handlers are
Florida.
Florida.
Florida's a
The
snake.
snake handlers. All right.
Okay. That's kind of
Now,
like, isn't that kind of like Pentecostal?
fine.
But that could also be Texas A&M
Yeah.
Pentecostal.
LSU are the Catholics, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Almost everybody else is just Southern Baptist.
Yeah, Southern Baptist, yeah.
Like, maybe...
Well, there's probably some Methodists in there.
I think Missouri are Lutherans.
Yeah.
They're looking around going like, this isn't really what we signed up for.
Yeah, we're kind of traditionalist.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to be predestined? Who's going to be, what's that, Presbyterian?
Alabama.
Alabama, like,
yeah.
we're Alabama.
Yeah.
We're tradition. We come to church and we wear our shirts and ties and we play the hymns and we sit down. Like, we don't change our helmet up. We don't change our logo.
Right.
And we're Alabama, so you have to push us through.
There you go.
That's Presbyterian. But it's a lot of Southern Baptist, but there's definitely some mix in there, too.
Agreed. Anthony Lee, what's the better feeling? The Ole Miss fans freaking out knowing they may lose Kiffin, or the knowing that no matter what happens next week, we should have no hope to win next Friday, therefore hardening the heart before disappointment?
I don't understand this, like, no hope thing.
I don't either. There's definitely some hope.
I mean, I feel like Mississippi State is at a definite disadvantage in this game. And, I mean, there should be no reason that people should be confident about this game. But we're talking about a rivalry that is almost always close, at least from a Mississippi State perspective. 2012 was a handling for the most part for Ole Miss. Other than that, I mean, these games have been close. Mm. Last year was Mississippi State's worst team in 20 years. They lost by 12, and they were down by a score in the fourth quarter.
They were on the one-yard line. About to make it a one-score game.
Yeah, so I don't understand this like, we're going to get killed. Yeah. They're going to beat us by 50.
Yeah.
Like,
the last 2 years, that's not
it could happen, but it hasn't really happened since 2008.
Right.
And that's a long time ago.
Yeah. Ricky Rixton, well, we kind of answered that one. Yeah, Ricky, we're moving on. Cameron Worm?
Big Worm?
Would Mullen work in the NIL era? I mean, I think so. I think the part of the reason he didn't enjoy recruiting was trying to win those battles. Now you can just win them with money.
Yeah. No, I think he would. Yeah. I mean, I think he's doing a good job at UNLV, but I don't know what it looks like when he's in the Power 5 again, Power 4.
I don't know. I think he would win. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
What are your least favorite household chores? The things I do are kind of locked in. So, like, if I had to do something other, like if I had to vacuum, I would not want to enjoy. I would not enjoy that. I don't want to do that. Brooks Taylor, say Lebby is still the coach next year, barring a disaster next week, and Huff is at USM still. If Lebby is fired, should State make a push to bring Huff in? I mean, they should interview him. I wouldn't say a push.
Yeah.
I mean, Huff is a good coach. He's doing well down at USM, but there are other coaches that you could bring in.
Well, everybody was, like, on board with that. And then the other day, he lost to Texas State at home.
27 points, yeah. Tyler Hamm, my friend Jeff, G-E-O-F-F.
Collins?
No. Is trying to harvest with a 6-year-old tractor that breaks down and stalls when he needs to drive it out. Oh. He's got a new, bigger, and stronger model in the barn that's faster and more responsive, too. What should he do? It's not obvious to him. Well, hopefully your friend Jeff got both of these tractors at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. I mean, I feel like you got to go with the bigger, stronger, younger tractor, don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Jeff should do?
Jeff should do that.
Okay. Just making sure we're all on the same page.
And make sure you are going to Scruggs because you can get 0%
financing. 0% financing. All right. Matt McCann with their toughest mascot challenge ever. The JUCO edition.
Oh, these are
all 15
these are the
of them.
Entire JUCO.
Everybody.
System.
Here we go.
Oh boy.
Tahoma.
I
don't know some of these. I got to look them up.
Tahoma. Tigers.
They are the Tigers. All right. Colin. I know that.
Wolfpack.
That's right. East Central.
Warriors.
That's right. East Mississippi.
Lions.
That's right. Hines.
Eagles.
That's right. Holmes.
Bulldogs.
Itawamba.
Indians.
Yep. Jones.
Bobcats.
Gulf Coast.
Just get Meridian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Meridian.
Eagles.
Yeah. Gulf Coast.
Bulldogs.
Delta.
Trojans.
That's right. Northeast.
Tigers.
Northwest.
Rangers.
Yep. Pearl River.
Wildcats.
Yep. Southwest.
Bears.
That's right.
The most useless
Yeah.
knowledge on the planet.
There you go.
I possess
You
it.
did it. AC Griffin asked, "Where'd you share where you got your maroon hoodie worn on the Mizzou postgame show?" I sure will. I got it at Maroon and Co. Use promo code THUNDER15
The
for
state
50%
trip.
off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's see here. Adam Serkin, I'm ready for baseball season. Name your top five walkout songs other than the usual. I mean, it's like my five favorite songs.
Everybody or Mississippi State? Or is
If
this like
you're
you
talking about
pick?
like if you're talking about the top five Mississippi State ones ever, Your Love is easy number one. I always got a kick out of Brent Rooker coming out to My Way when he did the Sinatra
That
version.
was pretty. That was pretty
So,
elite.
God's Gonna Cut You Down.
Yes, I always loved Wes Ray. Wes Ray did Big Papa, did he not?
Yes.
Notorious B.I.G.
Jamie Rock came out to The Rock Says.
Yes,
I mean, I gotta put the big saxy for Elijah
Elijah
McNamee on
Mac.
there.
Big John, what? Who was that?
John
John
Knott.
Knott.
Yeah. I think he came out to Big John. That's right.
I'm trying to think recently, like, oh, what about Rowdy Jordan's
Oh, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott? That
It
became like a thing.
became a thing in the press box. Yeah. Let's see here. Whit Lewis, do you plan to use exi Oh, this is that that's this isn't a rumblings question. We're moving on. Sorry, Whit.
I've got a lot of mentions to get through from last
Yeah.
night, and I just.
We're almost done with mine though. TJ Carter, maybe a stupid question, but why does signing an extension during the season mean a coach isn't leaving? If a school wants them bad enough, they can still buy out the contract. It just costs more. They put clauses in the extension about leaving. No, TJ, you're exactly correct. Like if Penn State wanted to get Kurt Cignetti and they were like, look, we'll pay the buyout and we'll pay you $20 million a year, he could leave. They just have to pay a bigger buyout.
Yeah.
So
No, it's a this is an interesting case study, this whole thing with Lane Kiffin. I don't really know what's going to happen with this, and I don't know who's right or wrong. Like I don't know. Like it's a very strange situation.
Yeah. Another one from TJ. You guys have seen Lebby weekly, and it does not seem like since the sack, scoop, and score against Tennessee was that the shift in the season. On the sidelines and press conferences, he seemed much more confident before that movement, and it seems to me slowly lost the confidence. I think the shift in the season was the fourth quarter of
The
Texas.
Texas,
Yeah.
yeah, because they had that same confidence in other games after that.
Yeah.
It was they have not been the same since that. I know they went and won at Arkansas, but
Yeah.
it has not been the same.
We're going to do about three or four more here, then we got to get going because we are coming up on airtime for me on Sports Talk Mississippi. So a couple from Rob Hadaway. Do you think Brandon Walker closes his eyes when he's about to nap and has the Fletch dream about the Lakers when Brandon Walker was on the basket on the Bulldogs team?
I can totally see
I can
that.
absolutely see that. Yesterday on Sports Talk Mississippi, there was a conversation about how many games Brian and Richard had been to. Yeah, for me, Georgia was number 299. Send prayers. Oh, his 300th game will be the Egg Bowl.
I would, Rob. I know that you are a, you're kind of, obviously you know how many games you've been to, so you probably have a spreadsheet of this. I want to know what your record is.
Yeah, it's got. I'm sure he's under 500, but
It's got to be.
yeah, I was at 243 as of this. So
Did you
Friday,
go through
I
your,
didn't go to win and loss. I just did.
okay.
I know 240. You know what my 100th game was?
What?
The 08 Egg Bowl.
I need to
You need to
figure
do it.
out.
Yeah, it's fun. It was
But
fun.
the problem is, like, the early 1990s, I don't remember what games I went to.
I have that weird memory. So I remember every game I've been to.
Even when you were really, really young.
Well, we only usually went to like one game a year, so it was easy. Cooper Gordon, what is your favorite odd food combo? My dad loves pear salad with canned pears, mayo,
Oh,
and
I
cheddar
hate that.
cheese.
I hate that. When
Yeah,
I
mine
see
are
that,
also. Well, you're Cooper. So, what is something a weird?
your favorite
My
odd food
favorite
combo.
odd food combo.
I don't have one. I'm very normal when it comes to
Yeah, I feel
food.
like
Like,
there's nothing that stands out. I'm sure somebody could think of something, but. Yeah, nothing stands out to me. Sorry. Dennis Smith, someone posted that Shapen is eligible for another year. He's not. He's not eligible for another year. This is the
no,
end. This is the end.
this started with the ESPN,
Yeah.
like one of those just like top performers or something like that. That's where it started.
Yeah.
They didn't do very good research.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I've seen that suggests he should have another year. Now, he played five games one year and I think got hurt.
Yeah.
That's still over the threshold.
Right.
So I don't foresee them granted,
I don't think he's going to come back.
I don't think he has another year.
All right. Chris Roscoe didn't have a question. He just wanted to make fun of you about the Ravens, about to catch the Steelers.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's nothing to make fun of. I knew that was going to be the case.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Josh Watts. So we have a couple questions about Thanksgiving here, which I appreciate, by the way.
Can I say that I know you are staunchly against moving over Thanksgiving for Christmas, but I think that you can have both.
Yeah, no, no.
Can we say that Thanksgiving is its own holiday, but
it's also the start
it
of
can
Christmas?
Be yeah. No. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
We can start Christmas.
Okay.
But Thanksgiving is a part of the Christmas season. Would that be? Would you object to that? Like we, you are you,
know
you or are you all in on? I cannot see a Christmas decoration.
No, I'm not. I'm not like that. I can get by, get through it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Because we've already put up our Christmas decorations. I love Christmas more than any holiday.
Yeah.
I also love Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
But I think that you can have Thanksgiving within the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
The holiday season.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
Let's see here. There was one I was looking for here. I'm not seeing it now. Anyway, Josh Watson, we had our Friendsgiving this past weekend. Well, first time smoking a whole turkey. Look, turned out pretty good. What's on the menu for your Thanksgiving this year? Turkey.
We have a load.
Turkey. And I'll do a pork loin on the grill, on the big green egg. We'll do mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese. We do corn pudding or corn casserole, whatever you want to call it.
I think I came to your Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah. I remember we were all sick. I had COVID and you didn't know it.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
I
don't think I ever got sick from it.
No, you didn't. We do Brussels sprouts. I'm going to do some carrots this year. I never do carrots, but I'm going to do them this year. Some sweet and spicy carrots. Jennifer will make some homemade rolls. I'm leaving some. Oh, dressing, obviously.
Yep.
Cranberry sauce. Do a homemade cranberry sauce. And whatever desserts happen to show up.
I'm not a cranberry guy, but everyone says
I made
better
it
out
for
of the
first
can.
time. No, I made it homemade for the first time last year. I thought it was really good.
Like I'm sure it was good, but
it
I'm just
cut
telling
the
you what
palate.
Everyone I've talked to says it is better out of the can than homemade.
I'm not eating that stuff out of the can with the line still in it. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I've always thought that was kind of strange that like there, we're like this is better, but
there was a thing on here I was looking for. Somebody said like they would never put gravy on their turkey. I'm like, well, guys, I'm not coming to your house.
Yeah, you're missing out.
I want gravy. Last one here, Chris Roscoe. During the game Saturday, I rage tweeted about Hunter Washington always getting burnt after he broke containment on that long run. Then I had an account with three followers call me a Twitter finger, you know what, boy. What are the chances this is Hunter's burner? Hi. I got blocked by Richie Brown because I didn't tag him in the tweet. I remember exactly what I said, though. I said, Fournette shook off Richie Brown the way I'd shake off my 5-year-old. He had no chance. And this is like,
I remember that.
And then like a year later, somebody tweeted something and it saw that, you know, I got the, you know, you've been blocked. I was like, what account is this? So I switched over to Bulldog Sports Radio and it was Richie Brown.
Who's a great guy.
I'm sure I don't
well,
really know
that,
Richie, but
imagine my like shock whenever I saw Bryce Chance blocked.
Yeah.
Him.
Are you still blocked?
I'm sure.
Oh, well.
I've never said a bad word about Bryce Chance. I've actually been like,
yeah.
A major defender of Bryce Chance. Anytime somebody says that he should be replaced for a bigger player or whatever,
yeah.
So I don't know what I'd. I mean, I'm sure it was like I was being negative during a game or something like that. But
Yeah,
that's why you don't get on social media.
Yeah, here it is, the one I was talking about. This will be our last one. Foster Davis. That's weird. His Twitter handle says Davis, but the name on it says Dovis.
He might not have been able to use
yeah, I guess
Foster
not.
Davis.
What is your strategy for Thanksgiving leftovers? I end up with an amalgamation of turkey, dressing, and potatoes made into a casserole. Also, gravy is not allowed on any turkey I cook. Gravy is delicious. Why would you not want gravy? I don't do like the whole I just make another plate.
That sounds
plate.
Like something you feed your dog.
Yeah, I just make a plate.
Yeah, I do
and
too.
So
I get what you want and go from there.
I have seen people saying make your stuffing or your dressing into a waffle. Like, put it in the waffle iron, cook it, crisp it up, and then you put your turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes on top.
I don't know if I could do that.
I don't know. So, we'll see. All right, tomorrow's show. We are back in the bye week blitz. So, tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking some softball with Coach Ricketts. And also, I talked earlier today to Jake Mangum. long conversation with him about his first year in the majors, being a Mississippi State Bulldog, being back at Dudie Noble Field, and a little bit more. And then later this week on Friday's show, since we don't have a three P's this week, I got a conversation scheduled with Coach Brian O'Connor. Plenty to talk about there with the new skipper of the Diamond Dogs. Plus, I guess this will be Friday's show. We're scheduled to talk to Jeff Lebby. I'm not going to be able to make that because of the O'Connor interview, but Robbie will be there to talk to Lebby on Wednesday, and we can cover what he talks about at that availability. So we'll do all that coming up later this week. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.